Welcome to the podcast for today, the Entrepreneur Podcast, Unrestricted. What a guest we have today, Mr. Craig Uist. He is the co-founder and CEO at the Local Handyman Group, a partner as well, managing partner at Genie Senior Services. And he's just about launching Craig Uist Business Coaching right now. You're going to not want to miss this one. He is a big-time influential businessman over here in Canada, on the mainland, and you're going to be talking to him for the next 30 minutes or so. You get some great value. Entrepreneurs, listen up. This is for you. As promised, I have an entrepreneur of note on board today. His name is Craig Uist, they call him here in Canada. I'm from South Africa, so unfortunately I will continue to calling him Uist, because I don't know any other way. Craig, it's an absolute honor to have you on the podcast, and thank you for being here. Please tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and where you come from.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm very excited to get a podcast going that speaks exactly to the things that you touched on, where someone is getting into business or someone's to a point of a business that they need to start scaling. And then kind of the third step in where I've been helping people apart from the traditional business coaching is I want to franchise my business. Where the heck do I even start? So that's kind of that, probably a little less of the audience, more here to find out about business systems and tools and what works, et cetera. So for myself, I've been in the franchising world since 2004. I've worked with some amazing brands like 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, where I was part of the leadership team and managing director. Fantastic opportunity and learning to work with great brands and how you scale and how you connect with people and how you find out someone's why and then bridge that over. So that got me very passionate to then start my own business with my wife. So a true family startup where we started a company called the Local Handyman Group, took all the learnings we had from business and our entrepreneurial mindset and brand building. Started it in a little town called White Rock, British Columbia, 100,000 people just outside of Vancouver, BC. Took that idea, applied our franchising expertise, and grew that to over 30 locations across Canada currently, and we're expanding into the US. And telling you about some of those brands, I've also been, you know, worked for and been a part of brands that kind of run the gamut. Pit Stop Portables, fantastic portable toilet company. They always used to joke with me because I'm a bit of a germaphobe working in that industry. But it was all about numbers and people and a brand, regardless of what we were handling, which was messy. I worked for BC Lotteries, where I managed casino operations for British Columbia with a $1 billion portfolio. And, you know, dealing with all of that and large companies and large budgets and all this type of stuff that maybe looks good on a resume, the thing that really still gets me going every day is people who are in business that want to have their business serve them versus them serve their businesses, build something for themselves and their family, and have a business that can grow, that they can be proud of in their market, in their community. And, you know, my mantra is better business for a better life. Money isn't evil. You can do a lot of good with money. So people often think, shouldn't push for $1 million. Yeah, you should. You should, because you can do good for your wife or husband, your kids, your extended family, your friends, your community. And so for me, you know, I'll be 50 next year. I think same with you. And as I look at that, it's like, where do I continue to add value? And I believe I can add value by saying, I'm not a 21-year-old that is telling you how to get rich on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and affiliate marketing, etc. I am telling you that I have built businesses and I've worked with amazing brands, and I can help you scale and grow. And I think it would astound you if you apply some systems that we have that we'll talk about more on the actual business coaching product. But if you apply those systems to your business, I think you will be shocked how you can take yourself out and work on it. And so that's my passion and a little bit of background.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot there that you've kind of put in. But before we get into what you're doing now, what you're planning for the next 5 years, I really want to go back to the seed of how somebody who was as successful as you were for so long, what was it that made you want to start your own business?
You know, I think part of it is proving it to ourselves that we can do it. Part of it was an unwavering belief that we could do it. We had a baby. We live in, you know, the greater Vancouver area, White Rock. It's not a cheap place to live. We had a mortgage. We both, Chris and I both quit our jobs. We were all in. There was no room for failure. I've said this on podcasts before. If you get to the island and you don't want to leave, burn the boats, because there is no option after that. You have to plant and sow and reap. And I think part of it's a little bit of a sickness we keep joking about is wanting to do something different, wanting to do it for yourself. And I've said a number of times, it's about being in control of your time. It does not mean you work less. You work a lot. When you start, it's a grind. I've ridden the roller coaster with probably 700 different franchise partners and different brands on startup, different speeds of scale, husband, wife dynamic, kids, money, all of that stuff that ties into being that business. But I really believe that if your mindset is there to build something, the reward is fantastic. And I just, you know, funny story, Julio, when the pandemic hit, Kristen said to me, "What if everything goes away?" I'm like, "I'll go get a lawnmower and I will mow lawns and I will be the best lawn mowing company in town. I am never going back to an office." And that is nothing wrong with an office. Everyone has a role. You know, my joke about my dad, he's like, doesn't understand how I do what I do. And he says, someone needs to tell me in the day, do these 20 things. When they're done, go home. Your phone isn't going to ring. You're good. That's his stress level. He's happy. So everyone's wired differently.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, when she had asked me that question, it was very clear in my mind where we were in our current space to say, no, it'll always be for ourselves. And I want to be in charge of my own destiny. And I think paycheck is a bit of a, the safety of a paycheck is a bit of a fallacy, because you don't know what's going on in a company. I've helped many companies lay off people, and it certainly was not fun, but it was a reality of, you know, business changing or the landscape changing or the economy changing. And so being in charge and knowing exactly what's going on is a great thing, but you, in all sales in business, you eat what you kill. So you have to go out and hunt. And if you're scared to hunt, you shouldn't get into that business then.
Are you a business owner on Vancouver Island? Are you in Nanaimo, Parksville, Courtney, Campbell River, or Victoria? If you use content media to promote your business or your brand, then this ad is for you. More info on garciamedia.ca. So at the time, as such a successful guy, there must have been some of your mentors or some people internally to try to talk you out of it, including people like your dad, I guess. Like, this is a bad idea, Craig. No. Like, how did you deal with that?
I think it all comes to, you know, vision, mission, mindset. So I have to pull it up because we just reworked it a little bit. I was going through my what and my why, and I've been distilling this down now for a little while. And I have one person that I'm working with right now on business coaching, and he said, "What's your mission and vision? Because you keep asking me for mine." And I had it, but it forced me over the last couple of weeks to really distill it down. So I'll give you my what and my why, our vision and mission for Craig Uesta business coaching. So our why is to deeply connect with and support aspiring entrepreneurs nurturing their dreams to succeed in business while profoundly enhancing the quality of life for themselves, their families, and the communities they cherish. I am a massive believer in that. I can tell you, when we have momentum calls with our current franchisees, I'm still the CEO of the local Handyman Group. We have momentum calls. I get so jazzed up because I hear people talking as a community, what's working, what isn't. It's okay if something isn't working, right? We'll find how to go over, under, around that barrier. But really making a difference and building a brand is the long-term strategy versus getting a sale just today. Let's be real. You need sales and revenue and money to, and money in the business to be a going concern. But the reality is, if you build a long-term strategy on brand, the revenue and the money comes. And then our what is to provide world-class systems and unwavering support that accompany you every step of the way on your business, on your quest to liberate yourself from toiling for your business, and instead to empower your business to serve and uplift you, allowing you to enjoy your life you truly deserve. And there's nothing more important to me, being in the coaching business, which I've been directly and indirectly for 20 years now, is to see people create something special for themselves and their family. I don't go out and brag about, we 10X this business. I'm tired of hearing 10X and 5X and 2X. It's about, did you do something that impacted your family and your community? And in turn, it gave you a return on time, money. If you're into cars, a nice car. If you're into nice wine, or a nice steak, or a nice diamond ring for your wife.
So, I mean, it's a nice lead in into your coaching and what you're going to be doing now. But you say, I mean, you have already been doing this kind of thing for the last 20 years, coaching people, helping people, not in the businesses that you've built, in the businesses that you've acquired, like Genie Senior Services, which is a company that you're still a managing partner in, had the Handyman Group. Like you say, you're still a CEO and that, like, you're involved in a lot of different things. But a lot of your time is spent motivating people, showing people how to actually turn these businesses that you're involved in into successes, right? So in a sense, you're going to take that and really put all your energy into Craig Uister business coaching and show people, you know, just normal entrepreneurs how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, everyone wants to make money. We've made money in our Handyman business and our Genie Senior Services business. And obviously we want the business coaching arm company brand to be successful and to bring on maybe a couple of coaches and supply them with a good living and them with a great opportunity. But it really comes down to giving back, right? So a lot of we're going to share a lot of, I think, free content here for people to consume, be it, you know, the pod or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook. That part is like, here is some stuff that's going to help you. And if we can help the masses, that is absolutely fantastic. And then, you know, for us, it's very boutique. I don't want you speaking to a kid who I've just trained to be a business coach. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to have a limited 10 one-on-one clients. We're already a couple of spots filled, but 10 one-on-one clients that we help, where I can work one-on-one with you and take you through our systems, et cetera. And so we don't want to water down that value. And what we want to do is say, listen, everyone, here's our systems. If you want to go deeper, come and talk to me. But on a high level, here's what you can do to impact your business tomorrow, right? We have like a quick bonus when you sign on the three R's, repeat, refer, re-engage. What can you do tomorrow in your business, stuff that you can pump out today that tomorrow is going to yield a return?
Yeah. You know what I like the most as well about your coaching, and you keep referring to this 21-year-old coach that we see on TikTok. We see it all, right? Like, you've actually built a business, not only a business, many different businesses, and you continue to build these businesses. So the information and the stuff that you are sharing is stuff from literally from experience, which I think is worth more than any degree on earth. Like, you've done it. So now you're going to show others how to do it, you know, like, let's cross this river. I built a bridge. Let me show you, you know?
Yep. And you know, I think that's it is, I always say it's like when someone, whether it's a doctor or a mechanic, you open something up, you look at it, it's simple because you know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Right. I feel the same in business. We've opened up lots of hoods and looked and gone, wow, you have a popcorn maker running your Porsche. That doesn't work.
Yes.
Let's put in an engine. And so it's simple. It's the same with, like I said, one of the third services that we've started speaking to people about who are interested is how do I franchise my business? And it's this big, crazy, scary thing in the room. Well, if you know the steps to take, I can just take you through the steps. You need to do this, then you need to do this, then you need to do this. The same with business. You know, people are brand new, our current franchise partners, we don't call them franchisees. And actually, in the local handyman group, we just changed the name to Success Partners.
I like that.
And it's very interesting. Yeah. So Colin, who's one of our shareholders, said, let's call them Success Partners because how the heck can you be unsuccessful if you're called a success partner? And I loved it. So, you know, that was fantastic. But it's like anything, we take people through, it's very linear too. People go, okay, I'm buy a franchise, I'm going to get into it. Now what? And it's like, do you have a corporation? Yes or no? No. And it's kind of like pick your own adventure. You have this, okay, we take you to the next one. You have this, we take you to the next one.
I got you.
And so it's corp, bank, insurance, branding, web, all the stuff. So that at the end of the day, when you launch, you've taken these, you know, 47 steps, which could be so daunting if you're sitting by yourself. And it's like, hey, it's done and I'm up and running. We use an amazing CRM. I'm actually going to be doing some brand ambassadoring for Thryv, Thryv. Reach out to me if you want more information on that. Unbelievable CRM, unbelievable at retargeting and marketing and how they work with the client base that you put in there. Absolutely love them. We switched our entire franchise system over to them beginning of the year. But it's those tools and systems that we can show you. Don't step on this landmine. We've stepped on it 20 years ago. We can help you. And I think that's very important. So I think the experience, and it sounds silly to because it's like, duh, yeah, the experience does make a big difference because if you haven't gone through it, you haven't gone through it. And when you have, and you can speak to it in a better way.
What's that old saying? Most entrepreneurs, really successful entrepreneurs, don't have degrees, but the people that work for them do.
That's right.
Which is really interesting. It's one that definitely inspires me as an undergreed guy, from the experience of life, shall I say. So I know this is going to be a limited program. You're only signing up a certain amount of people, but you're going to use the YouTube channel, I suppose, to help the masses for free. Is that how you see it rolling out?
Absolutely. So we will be having coaching programs for people that can buy an online course. You get a 30-minute one-on-one with me and the course. I believe we're putting it out for $4.99. Everything's in US. We're working with some US and Canadian clients. And then you can decide, okay, I have this course. I have all the access to the videos and the downloads and very applicable stuff. And I can do a quick strategy call with you. But then for those that want to go deeper, I want to do a 3-month commitment of really going deep down into your business. There's a gold package for that. It's $29.99 a month, which is prepaid. And then there's our platinum, where it's a year-long commitment where we really take you through that kind of CEO approach, which is $5,000 a month. And the value that you'll get on that investment is streamline. And there's two levers you can move in your business, revenue and expenses. And what we often look at when I work with our clients is where are we spending and what's the return? What is your top line revenue goal? And then what are the levers that you move to do all this work? What does that mean at the end of the day for the bottom line? And our entire goal, obviously, is to help you identify that and then put systems in place to move the lever. We talk about the million-dollar mindset. 1% of $1 million is $10,000. So whether you have a $250,000 a year business or a million or 10, whatever it is, good for you if it's higher and higher, is that every percentage point I deal with is $10,000. So if you have that mindset, whether you're at 100 grand a year and you're planning to grow, and if you're at 100 grand, I can tell you we can take you much further faster. But if you have that mentality, than the 1 or 2% you save on supplies or whatever it may be. The 1 or 2% you save on being more effective in your scheduling with your people. And then the application of the right lead generation for whatever your service, product, widget is. If I can move that needle by 3 or 4%, well, now all of a sudden you've got 2%, 2%, 3 or 4%. Well, now you have 7 points that you've moved the needle. That's with a millionaire mindset.
70
That's
grand.
$70,000 in your pocket.
Yeah.
So what that gets lost so quickly when you're running around with your hair on fire. Oh, I need to put out. Oh shit, I need to put this out. Fire out this fire. You become a fireman and you're not moving the business forward. And that's where we help extricate you from that and say, listen, what are you doing? What are you working on? Is it giving you anything? Right? Have a stop doing list as much as you have a start doing list, because that stop doing stuff is very important. And that's what I love going through this is it's a very practical approach. You know, they always say like, hey, if you're going to roll out a service, keep it simple, have it on one platform, et cetera. We have a four pillar foundational process. It's called TFF, the foundational four that I've developed. And it is very simplistic and very complicated to keep it simplistic that we want to take people through. And I can elaborate on the program as well.
Are you a business owner on Vancouver Island, Courtney, Campbell River, or Victoria? If you use content media to promote your business or your brand, then this ad is for you. More info on garciamedia.ca.
Once I get to know you all better, I'll probably swear a lot more, but I am a no BS guy.
Yeah.
And it is very straight to the point. What are you doing? I mean, should I continue on this lead gen strategy? What's it getting you? Not much. Well, then we probably shouldn't, and we need to focus on X, Y, and Z. So no, I would love to share that process, and
Awesome.
I'm hoping that as we go through the podcast and the journey for people listening is that we can keep it interesting for you. It's not just me droning on. We'll have other guests on that I think can bring a
Absolutely.
ton of value, and we'll have some fun. But yeah, it would be great. I mean, that's where, you know, we'll probably have a couple of series where we're going to go through the foundational four and have a series
Yeah.
on those four foundations where we speak to those specific things and maybe bring some people in that, you know, have benefited from that or have perspective on it, et cetera. And then a lot of the other stuff, I mean, you and I are pretty freewheeling when it comes to this, is it's quite open to have a conversation and talk about some fun stuff, have some, you know, laughs about certain things, and then also kind of go deep.
Two really interesting questions. I want to talk about the guest element and the kinds of people that you're going to have on the podcast. I'm really excited about that because, business leaders, you've been here for a long time in Canada, and I'm sure you know lots and lots of people. I mean, your LinkedIn profile is huge. You've built lots of businesses, so I'm really looking forward to that part of it. I guess the question that I want to lead into here is, who are the people that could benefit the most from using your program at CEO level?
So I feel people who are startup and mid startup, I think there's a ton of value because there's instant impact. I think on a larger scale for bigger companies, this is great to take leadership through. The one thing I have found being on leadership teams and for multiple different companies is that people need a more holistic view of the business. So you'll sit at a leadership table, marketing people talk about marketing, call center people talk about the call center, finance people talk about finance, operations people talk about ops, sales talk about sales. Sales guys are like, why the hell isn't operations doing this? Ops says, what the hell is sales selling? Blah, blah, blah. And so I think on a foundational four level, so I'll explain the foundational four really quickly is the foundational four are four foundations that are core to any business, regardless of size, scale, startup, et cetera. Certainly applies more to, hey, I'm starting up. How do I get to, you know, from 200 grand to 400 grand, from 4 to 8, from 8 to 1.2, from 1 million to 2, from 2 to 5, et cetera. But the whole premise behind it is simplicity. So the first foundation is VMM, so you know, vision, mission, mindset. So I read earlier on my what and my why. So what's your vision for the business? How are you going to do it? And then what's your mindset, right? So are you positive about it? Are you a pessimist? Are you whatever? Because you need to look at the law of attraction. I am going to get this client. I am going to get hire this person that's going to be a rock star in this department, etc. So if that VMM part of foundation one is in place, that's a very good foundation to then build off of. Then we earlier spoke about revenue dollars aren't evil. It can be a very good thing. So the next thing is revenue planning. So revenue planning, we look at as the guiding light for where you want to drive to. So if I want to do 50 grand next month, if my goal's 50 and I'm visioning seeing that 50 is going to happen, I need to be clear about what that looks like. And if I have a clear revenue goal, whether it's the next quarter, the next year, or a three-year plan, I can build a lot around that, right? So foundation three is lead generation marketing. Mm. So if I know my goal is $50,000 next month, it helps me on an HR level, right? So what do I need people resource-wise to make that, to produce that $50,000?
Gotcha.
Or 100 or yeah. A million, right? What do I need to do for marketing this month to generate leads that are going to convert based on my conversion, which, you know, when we talk to you about your business, it's like, what is the conversion? Where are your leads coming from, et cetera, like we did with you. What's a platinum, a gold, and a bronze account? How much is that? And how many of those do you need to hit your target? So that revenue as a guiding light is very important. We have spreadsheets we can take you through of building out, you know, your revenue, your cost of goods, your gross margin, your fixed, your net.
All that fun
and
stuff.
And so that you have a good, all that fun stuff. But at a high level, you need to have a vision of what do I want to achieve? I want to do $1 million this year. Okay. How am I going to do that? By being the best. So I want to achieve this. How am I going to do it? By being the best service delivery for X, Y, and Z through leveraging, you know, technology and people and blah, blah, blah. Okay. That, do I have seasonality in my business? Revenue, second foundation. All right. So what does January to December look like? And how do I need to hit it? Great. Now foundation three, marketing. How do I take my marketing and apply it to that time of year, seasonality, you know, TV mounting companies are hot and heavy over the Super Bowl because people are buying new TVs and they want to mount it, right? So it's like, where am I going and what specific services or what specific product or what positioning of that product or service am I going to do at a certain time of year to hit that? And then the fourth pillar is unit economics. And this is where a lot of business owners fall down, is really understanding the numbers. What is my profitable product or service, right? How many of those? What does that mean if I'm doing $1 million in a month or 100 grand in a month or 10 grand in a month? Those levers we talked about, what are those levers? And so on the unit economic side, we really take you tightly through understanding. We do this with our franchise partners too, is if I do X amount of these jobs, that should, the profitability should be X, which means I'm going to make X amount of money. And so they seem like four very quick, easy, simple foundations, but it's like anything, you know, you peel the onion one layer at a time, but there's a lot of layers.
Oh yeah.
So that's where we can take you, you know, that's where we can take you through. You buy the online course and it's $500 and it's like, hey, I get half an hour with Craig. And you know, there's some pre-work, but you can go through it all yourself, right? Analyze the numbers, understand marketing, understand all the foundations. Mm. But we can take you through it on a much deeper level to understand, right? Like you ask why five times and you're going to understand things so much more.
Yes.
Understanding where a client wants to be. I used this on our momentum call the other day with our handyman locations. I said, hey, if you're selling a gate repair, it's not about we're going to fix your gate and it's going to be $300. You ask the customer, okay, yep, no, I see what's wrong. Why do you need it repaired? Oh, because we don't want our dogs to go out. Or, hey, we like security, we like to lock it, and et cetera. Well, now you've asked a couple of whys, and now your sales is so much easier because you say to the customer, "Hey, Bob, we can repair the gate for you. We can have it done tomorrow." And just imagine how nice it's going to feel that that thing isn't broken and the dogs can't get out. Ah, you just painted it. Oh, yeah. And it's only $300. Okay, well, I'm paying now for an outcome and feeling. I'm not paying for a gate repair. The gate repair is the thing. The outcome is me feeling good about the dogs not getting out. And that's what I sold. I didn't sell brackets and screws and a couple of pieces of wood. I sold you feeling good. And that's what it is. Anyway, so I really feel these four foundations are applicable to everything. I mean, we could spend hours on mindset. We could spend hours on vision. We can spend hours on mission, hours on revenue, hours on multiple templates and all that type of stuff. But at the core, when you look at your business, those four foundations to me are key and what I've learned. It's applicable whether you're a consultant, whether you're in media like yourself, whether you're selling a widget or fixing a gate. It's all applicable to the same processes that we want to deliver by building that brand.
Nice shirt, by the way. I need your mic's been hiding it the whole
Thank
time.
you. You like that?
I never saw the CJ before. Okay, so I mean that's a pretty long answer. But I mean I get it. The foundational four. There's lots to look at, right? And I mean I guess we spoke the other night, and not to make it about that, but it's not always the easiest to look at these things when you're just trying to make your sales. So, but it's very, very important because if you don't look at these things, you're almost destined to fail. Craig, what kind of guests are you going to have?
So we will have some CEOs of different brands. We will have other business coaches. We will have some life coaches. We're going to have some people that have built CRMs, companies that'll pop on. And we're really going to talk about tools that can help you. Like at the end of the day, I want to have fun, but there's no bullshit in what we need to do. We need to take your business, and if you're listening to this, you want business improvement. And there's this line that I have fallen in love with over the last couple of weeks is the magic is in the work that you're avoiding. Okay? So the work you're avoiding could be self-improvement, could be looking at your revenue and you've got your head in the sand because it's like, shit, I don't want to deal with this. This is painful. Or you don't want to talk to that team member, or you don't want to really drill down on what we're doing in marketing because maybe you're not a marketing guy or an ops guy, or maybe you're a marketing person at Mind and you're in a business that has more operations. So I think we're going to have a lot of good conversations that are going to be to the point and are going to be valuable tools. Like anything, you go to a conference, you're at a conference for a day or two, you leave with like three nuggets. Well, if we can every podcast make you leave with one or two nuggets, that to me would be massive value, right? So if we have someone that comments and says, "Yeah, I've been avoiding doing this and I'm going to look into it. Thank you." Makes my day. That's more important than anything.
Great. I think possibly the only thing we haven't spoken about is the fact that there are so many people out there trying to sell courses and trying to sell things on stuff they haven't done. For me, evidence is everything.
And to me, it's all about you give and you get. So we're going to give and give and give, and we're going to give good content. We're going to give amazing systems, amazing processes, amazing tech services that can back it all up. Like we can, send you to the right people. And that's all free. Like, here you go. Here's the info. And if you want to go deep, let's chat offline and let's go through the program and, we can coach you and take you through it all. But I think a lot of it is you have to give and you have to help. And at the end of the day, if someone knows that you're capable of helping, that proof, that social proof is more important than, any Instagram or YouTube or AdWords ad that says, "Hey, please buy my course."
Yeah, totally. So you can check it out online everywhere. I mean, Craig Juiced, you're on LinkedIn, YouTube, your YouTube channel as well. You're up, you're ready. Like, this is essentially our first kind of introductory podcast. So I guess everybody can just hop on there. You're already putting out content, so you can already start getting value right now. Are you a business owner on Vancouver Island? More info on garciamedia.ca.
Yeah, I think we'll be in your ears once a week with some value. And yeah, we're going to be sharing obviously the video of the pods on YouTube, Craig underscore JOOSTE. You can find me on Instagram, same thing, Craig underscore JOOSTE, same on Facebook. And again, there we're doing the same things, inspirational quotes. Things that make you think for the morning, peppered in with a little bit about the course and about what we can help you with, et cetera. But it really is just like consume the info, get some inspiration, get some best practices, and that's really what we're all about. And I think we're gonna have a fun little journey, continuing having chats, and we'll, I'm sure, have some pretty abstract ones as well once in a while. That'll be fun.
Yeah,
And we'll
absolutely.
go from there.
Yeah, I want to start throwing up some lives as well on Instagram and TikTok and wherever else, and kind of just get it out there. You know, I also have some people, you know, that I want to invite onto the pod at some point. So I think it's going to be fun, Craig, and it's a real pleasure to kind of be doing this and having some fun with you.
Same here. Fantastic.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Julio. I
Thank you.
appreciate it. And we'll be on again next week.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Thank you.